You can miss this if you're not quickened. I am to preach from a quickening factor. I prayed about an hour and some already over this, just one, these verses I'm talking about. You can hear the word and it not be quickened to you. You'll not be alive to it. So that's what we're going to pray about this morning. People who come in, you be ready. You be more of a receptive to pass it over to them as you receive it. To live, it means to live past life, P-A-S-S, past life. Wow. In the manner of living and acting. In other words, you live past the normal, past the regular, past the physical, past the flesh. Are you seeing me? All right. It also said living water. Living water. The word should be living water to you. Having vital power in itself. And I like this last statement. It said, and exerting the same on the soul. See, exerting the same on the soul. In other words, the soul can interrupt the life of the word. All right? But if you see it, that's why the Bible tells you Romans 12:2, renew your mind. But that soul, your soul is not born again. We know that. And so when the word going forward, if you don't watch yourself, your soul going to receive it on the level it want to receive it. Mm-hmm. Living water, having vital power. The word is supposed to be living water, having vital power in itself and exerting the same upon the soul. To be in full vigor in the spirit. To be fresh, strong, efficient. To be fresh, strong, and efficient in the spirit. Now, with that in mind, so you quicken it, but you have to function in it. Now, with that in mind, go to John 6:63. We're going to start praying in a few moments, but I want you to pray those scriptures that the word be quickened and active and alive, and that we could receive it in our spirit. John 6:63. It is the spirit that quickened it. Now you got a better concept of quickening it. That word quickened it from the root word quick, alive, all right? So the definition you got is the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profited nothing. So if I be a flesh man when I come up here to you, you're going to miss it. See what Jesus said? The words, that's why I want that front row. I want them here. The words that I speak unto you, what did he say? So how do I have to receive them? In the spirit, right? You see that? Huh? Now, that's so important because that produces Romans 8:2 in your life. Look at it. That produces Romans 8:2. So we're going to pray in a few moments. But I want you to pray along that line. I want you to cover this place. See? You'll never get to the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus if the word don't give it to you. If you don't let John 6:63 happen, you're not going to Romans 8:2. Let me say that again. If John 6:63 do not happen, even though you're qualified from Ephesians 2, but if John 6:63 don't happen in your life, it's the spirit that quickened it. Go back to John 6:63 because I want them to see that. It's the spirit that quickeness. The flesh profited nothing. Absolutely nothing. That's right. It is, look at that first statement of that. What do you say the first statement of that John 6:63? What? Now we know we're not all spirit. We brought some flesh up in here. You done been through some stuff this week. You know that. Had to deal with different people, but we got to turn it. And the way to turn it is praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Spirit. Jude 20 says you're building yourself up on your most holy faith by praying in the Spirit. We're going to pray in the Spirit in a few moments. Always have a notepad or something you can type on because God speaks to you while you're praying. some of your best moments while you're praying, all right? All right, now, it is the spirit that quickeneth the flesh, profit in nothing. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. If you're not in the spirit, you'll get the word, but you won't get the life. That's what we don't want in this ministry. See what I'm saying? And then let's go to the other one that we start praying. Hebrews 4:12. You have to be, to receive revelation, you have to be rightly divided. Revelation comes through your spirit, not your soul. But your soul will imitate through emotion that you're receiving it. See, there word is again, quick. See, so the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. Now look what it does, piercing even to the. See, you got to be divided this morning, dividing of the asunder of the soul and the spirit, and of the joint and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. That word heart is the soul, talking about the soul again. See? So you don't have to work yourself up in the spirit. You just have to know how to yield. When I awakened this morning, I heard the word quick. I said, "What, Lord?" He says, "I want you to go in prayer and share with them how to really receive a quickening word." And that word come with all your answer. I'm telling you, whatever you're dealing with, that word come with all the answers. And that's what this is supposed to be, the pulpit preaching and the people coming to receive. They're supposed to receive all that effort. You're supposed to, when you leave here, you're supposed to be in a comfort zone. I got my answer. Yeah, see. But it's in the spirit. Y'all can spread out, but some of y'all come down the altar. Y'all can spread out if you want. You know, just come on to the altar. Come up here, and we're going to start praying. I want you to pray. Let me give you a guideline. Stop at Ephesians 2. Go to John 6:63. Then you can go to Hebrews 4:12. You can just pray them around because they're all talking about the same thing. And you make sure you're alive this morning. And you're alive in the spirit because the scriptures that I'm going to use, they're all alive. I'm aiming to be alive to give it to you, but you got to be alive to receive it. So we got to be in the same dimension. That's what I'm saying. Now, we're just going to stay here a few minutes at the altar, and y'all can walk around, go to your seat, get on your knee, whatever you want to do. Now, Father, we know that you're aiming to put your quickening power in our midst, that as men and women of God, we can be sure that you have spoken to us and give us divine direction. There are men and women are coming, and we are here as intercessors to make the atmosphere right for those who walk in who need to hear from you. This is our assignment this morning. So we pray this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that the Holy Spirit will have free course in us and that we'll understand divine sentences that you will send to us. Now, Father, we welcome your presence. We welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. We're coming together to be on one accord that you give us utterance and give us life in the Spirit. We thank you for it right now, in Jesus' name. Y'all begin to pray, sit down, whatever you want to do, just go ahead. Pray those scriptures, though, please. A quickening atmosphere. Quickening atmosphere. That's what we need. Make sure we're on the same page. Go to John 6:63. Pray that a while. Pray that 5 minutes or something. Make sure you read it over and over again. Pray it. And let the Holy Spirit make it alive to you. John 6:63. Let the words take a hold of your heart. It's the spirit that quickens it. Make alive. Let an alive atmosphere be in your Lord. Ask the Lord to forgive you so you have a clean heart. Some of you might have thought, some of you might have said, or some step you might have made this week. You want it off of you right now. You're cleansed through the word. John 6:63, that's what we're praying. It's the spirit that quickened it. Quicken, Lord. Quicken, Holy Ghost. Shit, every person under the sound of my voice. Quicken. Ramama, we shut the flesh down. May the spirit and life be in this place. In Jesus' name. Quicken. Quicken, Holy Spirit, quicken in the name of Jesus. The very atmosphere. Quicken this place with your glory, your presence. It is the spirit that quickens it. It is the spirit that quickens it. It is the spirit that quickens it. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Spirit. The word of God is quick, powerful, sharper. We're creating a place for your word to work, Lord. We open, Lord. We on one accord. For your spirit to pervade this place, invade this place. Holy Spirit, we welcome you with all the gifts, all the fruit, all the wisdom, all the knowledge, all the understanding. Let it flow. Answer the question. Help people who come in. Help every person who walks through that door. Sharabasaka. Give them the answer. Shapra nansata. Shata. Let the sharpness of the word be in here. Cut what need to be cut. Handele basaka ta ko chikete. Ramamanata ta ko. Oh, yes, sir. Sherede boro baba. We're on one accord, Lord. We're as one man. Shata in the spirit. That's the only way we can get there. Sharara baba baba sata. We shut the flesh down. Sharara baba. Oh my goodness. Shatara mando ka shatata. Koro mama mama sakatata. Tarara basa ta 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 ta. Oh shimora lesa. Quicken, Lord, satata. Quicken his house. Let your quickening power be in the foyer. Every chair. Chatara, every mind. Give every person their answer. You got it. People coming here, they're hurting. Some hurting. They need to hear from you. And don't let the enemy block them. Sharadabo, stop them. Sharababa, sokoshi. Quicken, Lord. We're praying John 6:63. Read it. Read it and pray it. Shatata. Look at it. Read it and pray it. Shatata kasa ta 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 ta. Deal with yourself personally. Dala baba. Then deal with the group. Dala baba sa ta ta ko she te te te. Rabba baba sa ko te 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 mon sa ka. John 6:63. Brahma mama na ta kasha ka ta ra baba sa ta. Ruba baba baba. Now switch to Hebrews 4:12 now. Hebrews 4:12. Bro, let that word be alive in me, Lord. Shatakata la la baba sata. Kororo, the word of God is alive. Shatakoro da ta koshe de koi. Powerful. Jeroba shakoshi. Rababasa. Everything that need to be dealt with up in here this morning will be dealt with by the power of the Holy Ghost. Shedede baraba. Through the word of God. Shataka shataro che 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 che. Rama mama sata da to 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 koshe tiri tiri. Hebrews 4:12. Read it and look at it. Make sure you're praying it. That's what you're praying about. Whatever the intent thought of my heart, Lord, but should I reveal it. And let me show you, when you're praying, something like this will happen. Nothing in the spirit world is impossible. Now, what that mean? If nothing in the spirit world is impossible, that mean if I'm tuned in, you see, you're back to Ephesians 2 now. Go back to Ephesians 2, 1. See, this how you design to operate. And you, when you became a Christian, and you has he quickened it. Now, you know how many times we use that word quicken it? He have made you alive to his spirit. All right? So now, for the move in the realm of nothing is impossible, you're going to have to move in John 6:63, Hebrews 4:12. You see? See, you the enemy don't want you to know that you're greater than him. When you're operating in the spirit, you're greater than Satan. That's why he said in Luke 10:19, you got power to walk on him, but not in the flesh. See? But when you get in the spirit, now I don't know what you're sensing now, but the Bible said, try the spirit by the spirit. I sense an openness in here now. That quick, because y'all good people. Y'all got your mind on God. That's why you're ready to pray. You're getting it ready for those who come in. See, the other one don't know the importance of this moment. They're going to learn, though. They don't know that everybody who comes here should be here this morning, right now. You see what I'm saying? But they don't know the importance of it. But you here, you know the importance of it, and you're setting an atmosphere that the flesh can't break. Are you following me? See? Now, whatever you're dealing with, listen, whatever you're dealing with, it's being dealt with. You don't go by your feeling. You don't go by no facts. No, because you see, when you get in, oh my goodness, when you get in this realm, you in truth. And the word standing right side, truth, is F-R-E-E. No matter what you're going through, when you get in that spirit realm, I've noticed this over the years, you get in that spirit realm, it's all shook off. And it don't take long because, see, you hear this morning earlier to get ready for service, it don't take long to get in the spirit, but you're not always in the spirit. But it don't take long to get in the spirit because your intentions are right. You follow what I'm saying? I mean, you could have different feeling, come in with different situation, but if you come for the same thing, the Holy Spirit honors when people come together, two or three together on the, I'll be in your midst. You see, he tell us those hints so he'll know that we'll know that he's here. Now, every time you come before, Hebrews 4:12, and we're going to pray that a while, because every time you pick your Bible up, you got to be righty divided. Yeah, rightly divided. Up in here, you got to be rightly divided. Yeah. I can't come preaching to your flesh, and I can't come preaching out of the flesh. If I preach in the spirit and you in the flesh, what's going to happen? Huh? If you're in the spirit and I'm preaching in the flesh, what's going to happen? Nothing. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? Mighty and great things wants to happen yet this morning. I tell them, Lord. When you're in the spirit, miracles are normal. You heard that?
Yes.
Sign and wonders are normal when you're in the spirit. Gifts are normal when you're in the spirit. Fruit are normal when you're in the spirit. Healing is normal when you're in the spirit. Are you following me? So in prayer, the first thing that has to be done is you. God said, before you pray for somebody else, let me get you right. Let me divide you right. You see what I'm saying? And so it, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. That need to be done. That soul and spirit need to be divided so you can receive properly. That soul will act like a katalabosokote, would act like a substitute, and you think you got it. And that soul will put a bunch of emotion in you, and you think you got it, but you haven't got to your spirit yet. And the soul interrupts before you get to the spirit. Soul will just give you a good emotion and you scream out and holler. Ah! But he's cutting you off from getting to your spirit. Now when you holler in the spirit, you got it. So they got to be divided. Every time we come here, see the soul and the spirit have to be divided, and then the joint and the marrow of the body, you see. And then he says, now the last part is of the son of the thoughts and intents of the heart. In other words, when you're rightly divided, your soul get right. See, the word heart means soul. Now, boy, if you got your soul in proper connection with your spirit, great and mighty things will happen. Hear what the Spirit says. You pray too long about the same thing. You ask me one time, I'll take care of it for you. But you got to get in the spirit for you to understand that I'm taking care of it. Because if you stay in the flesh, you're going to think it's not taken care of. You're going to come pray over it for 9 more times. When you first asked me, I answered you. Stay in the spirit so I can keep talking to you. You see that? Yeah, you don't have to pray no 19 times. If you got a pretty good car and you turn the switch, it starts right there. Why your car can start before God then? It just got is a katalabashakata. The main thing is stay in the spirit, and you're never in the spirit automatic. You're not in the spirit because you prayed. You're in the spirit if you prayed right. I'm talking about all of us. See, that's why, you know, you don't want to be dreary, but you have to be real sensitive. Once you get in the spirit, don't get right back out in the flesh. Now, people who don't know about the spirit, they do all kind of stuff. They're good people, but they just don't know. But the spirit is very sensitive. And, you know, I asked my staff, I'm training my staff in prayer. And they pray, they pray a half hour. And I asked them, I said, now, after we leave out of here, how many times are you going to talk to God again? How many times a day are you going to say, praise the Lord? Yeah. Hallelujah. No, I got that done with now. I got to do something else. I ain't got time for that. After your prayer in the morning, how many times you say something to God? I love you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You can say that on a job with 25 people right around. You don't know what they're doing. They don't know what you're doing. Stay in the spirit. What I say?
Stay in the spirit.
All right, let's finish praying. We'll pray. Go ahead.